Here's what's happening. One other thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is full of them this morning.
The people have been saying that for a long time about you. He's full of it.
It seems that a recent phone company advertising campaign has really cooked the goose for some Bell Canada telephone operators. The television commercial shows an operator being so helpful that she gives a caller advice on how to cook a chicken. Well, since the ad hit the airwaves in March, Bell Canada operators say they've been deluged with callers who want some cooking advice. Hello, operator. Could you tell me how to cook my husband's goose? I don't know. It's really crazy.
Really? I'd like to hear the recipe for that one.
What?
Cooking the husband's goose.
Oh, I see.
Play on words, I guess. Say nothing of the gander. Yeah.
57 degrees at 8:31. This is Don O'Day with the May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headlines, several persons have been reported killed today in a fire that swept the small Tennessee town of Jellicoe, located about 60 miles from Knoxville. But there are conflicting reports of the number killed. Some estimates are as high as 11 persons dead. Israeli Prime Minister Begin met with a parliamentary committee in secret session today to discuss the U.S. decision to sell F-15 jet fighters to Saudi Arabia. He said he was unhappy with the decision, but it would not stop Middle East peace efforts. Israeli Defense Minister Weissman said the decision by the U.S. Senate was regrettable, but the Saudis applauded the action, saying it was a victory for President Carter. In Romeo, Michigan today, more than 100 strikers confronted workers at the Ford Motor Company tractor facility. The confrontation, however, was peaceful, and no arrests were reported in that incident. A hearing is scheduled in U.S. District Court in Alexandria today on a proposed cutoff of state funds for Medicaid abortions in Virginia. The Virginia legislature voted to cutoff in March, but last month, federal judge Albert Bryan ordered that the state reimburse poor women for therapeutic abortions. The D.C. Zoning Commission has approved a height increase for new buildings on Pennsylvania Avenue. If the increase receives final approval, new buildings between 10th and 15th Streets could be built at 160 feet. The height limit currently is 130 feet for most buildings in the city. A survey by the Arlington County School System shows that most parents are pleased with the education their children are getting. More than 80% of the parents surveyed gave the schools a rating of good or excellent. The Montgomery County Council has approved its fiscal 1979 budget, which gives county government workers a 6.8% cost of living raise. The new property tax rate will be set by June, and a small decrease is expected. A VEPCO official says the company's new North Anna nuclear generating plant will begin commercial operations May 27th. W.L. Prophet, a senior vice president, said the unit has undergone extensive tests to ensure it can be operated safely. Five more witnesses scheduled to testify at the trial of two men accused of spying for Hanoi. Defense lawyers say the trial in U.S. District Court in Alexandria should take at least two more days. A report on pay television that's coming up next in the WPGC News Magazine.
Hey, hey, Dr. J. Where'd you get those moves? You move with us, great.
Are you a member of the human race?
Hey, Dr. J, where'd you get those moves?
You're an artist, you're a wizard, and you blow something else. Everybody's wondering,
how'd you get there? Oh. Hey, Dr. J, where'd you get those moves? Are you wearing magic shoes?
When Dr. J does his thing, it's poetry in motion. You could learn a lot about basketball just watching him. And one of the things you'd learn is what basketball shoes to wear. Converse All-Stars. All-Stars give him the support and traction he needs when he makes his amazing moves. You can get them in different colors, high cut, low cut, in leather or canvas. They're tough and comfortable. And they have something you can only get from Converse All-Stars. Magic.
Are you wearing magic shoes?
Would you be willing to pay $3 to watch a new movie on your TV set at home, or $5 to see an exclusive broadcast of the Ali Spinks rematch in the comfort of your own living room? Well, residents of the San Francisco Bay Area are about to be asked those very questions. Within the next few months, 6 months as a matter of fact, Subscription Television Incorporated will be hitting the area with a multi-million dollar advertising campaign to push its new pay TV service. It will be a test to see if pay television is a viable or has a viable future in the U.S. Here's how the subscription television plan will work. Subscribers will pay a one-time only fee of $30 to have a special decoder box installed on their TV sets. They will also be given a small electronic chip to insert into the decoder. The chip will not only allow subscribers to tune in to a special cable channel, but it will also automatically charge them for the shows they watch on that channel. The average family can expect to pay between $20 and $50 a month to watch special first-run movies, opera, sporting events, and even some porn flicks at home. If the pay TV plan works in San Francisco, it will probably be exported to the rest of the country, a move that's expected to revolutionize television programming as we know it today. For one thing, broadcasts of the World Series will probably be limited to pay TV viewers. And freed from the need to bring in large audiences for advertisers, television programmers will be able to design their shows for smaller segments of the viewing audience. The only thing that remains to be seen is whether Americans are willing to pay for programs without commercials. WPGC News Magazine time is 8:36, turning to the People section. Music, the group Chicago is in Miami now recording their first album with Danny Dukas, who replaced Terry Kath as a member of that group. Everyone seems pleased with the results so far. Medical, a team of University of Washington researchers say unruly hair on a child could be the result of poor brain development. They say that they found unruly hair in 7% of 30 children with Down syndrome and in 63% of 38 children with Lange syndrome. Both disorders involve retardation and smaller than normal heads. Movies, Ryan O'Neill and the rest of the cast of Oliver's Story. And that story based on Eric Segal's sequel to Love Story. They're now shooting on location in Hong Kong after a stint in New York recently. Metro weather, showers or thunderstorms today may cause some minor flooding. High today 60 to 65, periods of rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. High today 50 to 55, that should be low tonight 50 to 55, not quite so cool tomorrow with a high near 70. Current Washington temperature 57 at WPGC at 737.
Let's make that 837. How's that?
What an addict. Another 7, I'm sorry. 837. I'll stand here.
WPGC and the Electric Light Orchestra. Sweet talking, woman. It's 8:41 now. 8:41. Good morning from Jim Elliott. Still trying to brighten up your day. Well, the rain's going to be with us through today into tonight. Hopefully by tomorrow it will all be over and we can get back to our springtime weather. Well, I see we're... NBC has announced its new fall lineup. Joan Namath is going to have a show. Everybody's shuffling around. Harry Reasoner is probably going to join CBS now that he's left ABC. Barbara Walters still survives at ABC. But all that talk about the feud between Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters is just way out of proportion. Right? It's gotten to the point of being ridiculous. I read the other day where Harry Reasoner told everyone how much he's enjoyed working with Barbara Walters. He said that she's a wonderful person and she's influenced me so much, or my name isn't Howie Wiesner.
The Fashion Bug's newest store is now open in the Forestville Plaza off Beltway Exit 34. And they're celebrating their grand opening all this week with free gifts, free Fashion Bug t-shirts and wardrobe giveaways. No purchase required. And when the Fashion Bug has a grand opening, they bring in racks and racks of the season's most popular fashions. Tops, shorts, jeans, and dresses. The Fashion Bug has them. And during the grand opening, the Fashion Bug slashes prices. So girls, take a few minutes and stop by the newest Fashion Bug store in the Forestville Plaza, right off Beltway Exit 34.
Steak from the grill gives me a thrill with a tall, cold glass of milk. I like chocolate cake, freshly baked with a tall, cold glass of milk. With foods that are hot and foods that are not. Milk's a special drink, it's true. So full of nutrition, you may be missing. Have a tall, cold glass or two. Have a tall, cold glass of milk. Have a tall, cold glass of milk.
Because milk is natural. Sponsored by American Dairy Association.
And from the natural goodness of milk comes butter.
Real butter when you're baking says you really care. Every good thing just tastes better when you know that butter is there.
Real
real butter does say you really care. Enough to take the time. Enough to do your best. Enough to show your family how you feel. Because only butter is butter. Light, creamy, natural butter.
Real butter says you really care.
By American Dairy Association.
In Prince George's County, school officials say the University Park Elementary School is closed today because of flooding. Inbound New York Avenue in Bladensburg, we have a disabled vehicle on the Beltway. An accident between the GW Parkway and Georgetown Pike. The accident on the freeway westbound at the 3rd Street Tunnel exit still keeping traffic bumper to bumper back to the 11th Street Bridge. Shirley Highway very slow due to an earlier accident.
When I need
WPGC, when I need you, really treat me bad, I go, yes. I don't mean to hurt you. It's 8:47 now, 8:47 with Jim Elliott. Good morning. Think sunshine. Really, it's about the only way you'll get it today. Eastbound on the east-west highway at Route 1, we have an accident. If you're in the district, in the vicinity of 2nd and G Street Northwest, traffic is going to be rerouted by the Metro Police Department. Turns out, about an hour or so ago, there was a hit-and-run accident at 2nd and G Northwest, and police are going to be rerouting the traffic so that they can further their investigation. So beware, if you're in the vicinity of 2nd and G, things will be difficult this morning. As it is a lot of other places around the city, it's been a very, very slow rush hour, but just take your time. You'll get there. Don't worry about it. It's 8:48 now. This Thursday night, it's going to be WPGC night at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, and our own quite lovely Don O'Day is going to be made up and become a clown. He's been practicing very diligently, really. Just listen to his next newscast if you don't believe me. That's happening this Thursday night, WPGC night, at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. We'd love to have you there to laugh along with us.
Don't look now, but you're about to have a close encounter of the movie kind. If outer space is your thing, then this is your week to watch TV7. This is Close Encounters Week on TV7's 4 o'clock movie. You're about to be zapped by the chariot of the gods as they team up with the overlords of the UFOs to explore mysteries from beyond the earth and have an encounter with the unknown that's absolutely beyond belief. If you believe all this, then don't miss the 4 o'clock movie. Each one is better than the other, and you must see them all. Close Encounters Week on TV7's 4 o'clock movie.
Today's 4 o'clock movie on Channel 7 is Overlords of the UFOs. Then see News 7 at 5:30 with Chris Curl, Paul Berry, and Part 2 of Shaping Up for Summer. A special report on dieting at 5:30 and Ed Turney on exercise at 6 and 11. One reason other yogurts don't come close to the taste of Dannon is that they don't go as far. This is the Yogurt Report with an example of how far Dannon goes. A leading expert on fruit travels widely for Dannon, all over the U.S. and other countries. He seeks out the finest fruit grown. Then it's picked, shipped, and cooked especially for Dannon, so you can enjoy the kind of fruit preserves that even Grandma couldn't match. It's a yogurt with no coloring agents, no additives like modified food starch. For comparison, just check your yogurt package. And no preservatives in Dannon either. None. Natural all the way. In this uncertain world, there's one thing you can be certain of. Dannon's yogurt will never mislead you. And neither will its advertising. The latest Dannon is honey yogurt. Make a beeline for it.
Toss a little grease at your hair this morning. Just put a little wet back in your hair there. Pretend it's the 1950s. John and Olivia.
I got chills. Them boats are flying.
WPGC Music Radio, 95 FM Stereo and 1580 AM. John Travolta and Olivia. It's 8:53 now. 8:53. Good morning. Whatever you do, try to avoid the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the north end of the tunnel, there's been a bad accident that's been working all morning long. Only one lane of traffic is open, and the southeast-southwest freeway is a mess. Traffic is backed up across the 11th Street Bridge and back across the 14th Street Bridge. Very, very tough day this morning. but here's somebody to brighten it up as you sit there for about an hour. The man who can make you smile behind the wheel.
Smile behind the wheel.
That's right.
I've heard of being dirty behind the ears, but never smiling behind the wheel.
You never know. Really, all depends how you clutch the gears. It's the quite lovely Don O'Dame.
Mr. and Mrs. M.O. Meyer of Monroe, Louisiana.
Mo Meyer.
Have moved to an apartment because their house has collided with one truck too many. They had a lovely little home until Interstate 20 was built, and they wound up 10 yards from a busy exit ramp.
Sounds like I-66 over here.
The ramp has a sharp curve, and a total of eight, count them, one through eight, eight trucks didn't quite make it. Mm-hmm. They kept smashing into the Myers' kitchen window.
Huh.
Until the window and most of the rest of the house disappeared in a flaming collision with a gas truck. The eighth truck took out all that was left of the place, a singed carport. And now there is nothing.
Guess who's coming for breakfast? Boy, it's difficult. It's just like you. They're going to build I-66. A lot of houses are going to be right there. Sam, good morning. How you doing? You can talk. Say something. I mean, the people are going to think I'm talking to myself in here.
No, you're not talking.
See, there's somebody else in here. Bullet mania rampant all over our city. I went to dinner last night. Downtown. Guess who walks in? Greavy and Kupchak. And a place got up and started applauding. Boy, Kupchak's big fellow. Big fellow. You all ready for the final series?
Oh, you bet.
Let's go get them. Well, tomorrow night, Seattle plays Denver if Seattle wins. First game in Seattle on Sunday. And the Bullets get games 2 and 3 here because of a conflicting schedule. So we'll see what happens. What else is going on in the world?
Okay, it's 57 degrees. This is Donald Day with the continuing May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headline, Senators Jacob Javits and Clifford Case say Israel's morale will be devastated by the sale of warplanes to Egypt and Saudi Arabia. They commented after the Senate yesterday refused to block President Carter's $5 billion Middle East aircraft deal. The Senate has already approved a $499 billion federal budget for fiscal 1979. Approval came just a few hours after House and Senate conferees reached a compromise on the federal spending figure. Former First Lady Pat Nixon is listed in good condition at a Long Beach, California hospital, where she is being treated for what is described as a pulmonary infection. She's expected to be there for a few more days. A hearing is scheduled in U.S. District Court in Alexandria today on a proposed cutoff of state funds for Medicaid abortions in Virginia. Judge Albert Bryan last month ordered the state to reimburse poor women for therapeutic abortions under the state's Medicaid program. The Virginia legislature on March 9th had voted to cut off payments for abortions lest the mother's life was in danger. But Bryan said last month the women who needed abortions would be irreparably harmed if he did not order the state to again pay for them. Today's hearing is aimed at settling the dispute. The cheating epidemic. More on that next on the WPGC News Magazine.
The sun scorches your car's finish. Overnight dew claws at it. Road tars nibble at it. Detergents slap at it. Rain pocks it. Grease mauls it. Birds abuse it. Yeah, the elements are hard on your car. So you need to put something hard on your car. The hard shell finish of Turtle Wax.
Turtle Wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle Wax.
Yeah, anything you hurl against a turtle's back bounces off, especially sunlight. So let the elements be as nasty as they want. You've got the hard shell to shield you. And you brought your car to that dazzling luster in just 30 minutes. Because a turtle goes on easy and stays on hard. Any wonder why the turtle is the world's best-selling name in auto waxes? Liquid or paste. The turtle brings your car back alive and seals out any threat under the sun.
Turtle wax gives a hard shell finish. Turtle wax.
They say honesty is the best policy, but don't tell that to the students of Central Florida. The staff of the Cocoa Beach High School newspaper set out recently to discover just how honest people really are. So they distributed a questionnaire at shopping malls, beaches, and other public places throughout Central Florida to 268 students from a broad cross-section of elementary and high schools. Among their findings, 9 out of 10 students admitted they had cheated at school, while 13% believed it was morally right to do so. 41% of the surveyed students said that they had shoplifted at least once, with 18% saying they do it frequently. The editor of the high school paper said she feels the results substantiate a serious morale problem of America today, not only in Florida, but other places, that Florida test being only indicative of the way things are today in the country. WPGC News Magazine time is 8:59. In the People section, music, Stephen Stills has just completed the final mix on his new album. It's untitled, but the cover art is ready. It's a photo of Stills sitting on a big racehorse. Medical, a California doctor has some bad news for longtime marijuana users. Dr. Donald Teskin told an American Lung Association conference in Boston yesterday that chronic marijuana smoking can cause just as much lung damage, if not more, as smoking cigarettes. People, Jim Henson, creator of the Muppets, will receive an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree Friday from his alma mater, the University of Maryland, in College Park. Metro weather, showers or thundershowers today may cause some minor flooding. High today 60 to 65. Periods of rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. Low tonight 50 to 55. Not quite so cool tomorrow, heading for a high near 70. And then hopefully by Thursday, we'll have sunshine once again. Current Washington temperature 57 at WPGC FM at AM. Morningside, it's 9 o'clock.
WPGC, FM and AM Morningside. How you doing, my friend? Come on in from out of the rain. Let me be your umbrella. Play a lot of good, good music for you today. Here are the Eagles. WPGC Music Radio, giving you the best of what we've got this morning, 9:07 with Jim Elliott. Congratulations to John Wells of College Park, a painter. He can brush up around the house today. Got himself a day off with pay. Card sent in by his wife, Diane. Get me a card in the mail. I'd like to call you tomorrow, give you a day off with pay.
Who would have believed Soft Talk and Joe Coons could have done so much in just one short year? But since we opened our doors just 1 year ago, Jay Coons Pontiac in Tyson's Corner has gone from nowhere to number one. We are now the largest Pontiac dealer in the entire metropolitan Washington area. And we've won Pontiac's Distinguished Service Award. No small task for a dealer only a year old. Now, Soft Talk and Joe Coons wants to thank you for his success by throwing the biggest sales celebration in Jay Coons Pontiac history. Jay Coons Pontiac will be open Friday till midnight and all day Saturday with the biggest discounts ever on new Pontiacs. Saturday, enjoy free hot dogs and Cokes. There'll even be clowns and balloons for the children. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars during the biggest sales event from the biggest Pontiac dealer. Jay Coons Pontiac in Tyson's Corner, right next door to JKJ Chevrolet.
Why so down, Susie?
Oh, Mom, it's this itching problem.
You mean feminine itching? Lots of girls and women get that.
But what can I do about it?
Use Vagisil cream medication.
V-A-G-I-S-I-L. Doctor-tested Vagisil helps check bacteria, brings fast temporary relief from external feminine itching. Use only as directed. Sold in feminine hygiene sections. No prescription needed.
Everything okay, Susie? Super, Mom. Vagisil's terrific.
IKM custom-built homes are custom-built. Built from the ground up on your lot to your specifications. Use your house plans to choose from a wide selection from IKM. E.D. Middleton believes speed is important, but believes a custom affordable home is more important when it's done right the first time. E.D. Middleton in Brandywine has built homes for 28 years. Call E.D. Middleton at 372-8833. That's 372-8833.
For a new volunteer experience, be part of Channel 53, 14's Great TV Auction. For more info, call 323-7000. Barry Manilow now. Somewhere in the Night, from the Even Now album. Barry Manilow at Music Radio, WPGC 911, Jim Elliott here. Don't forget WPGC Night at Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus this Thursday night. And the quite lovely Don O'Day is going to be dressed up as a clown. Really, he's been working very hard at it. And it should be a lot of fun. So come join us at the Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus this Thursday night, WPGC Night.
Good friends, good boys, and great guys. There's nothing better than good friends, good boys, and great guys.
So why not put it all together with the better idea, guys? There's nothing like
four dealers, good boys, and great guys.
What's the new success car at your Ford dealer?
Ford Fairmont. Fairmont sticker prices start at only $35.89, excluding title taxes and destination charges. In fact, Fairmont has the lowest sticker price of any mid-sized car. And Ford Fairmont beats them all in mileage ratings, too. Although your mileage may vary, the EPA estimates a 33 highway, 23 city with 2.3-liter engine and manual transmission. See the better idea, guys. Your Ford dealer today.
There's nothing like Ford dealers, good Fords.
Hey, who parked that wooden horse outside the city walls? It's big enough to hold an army.
I don't know, but he took up two parking spaces.
How inconsiderate.
Yeah, nowadays people are really rude.
Hey, excuse me, Captain?
Where'd you come from, soldier?
What do you mean, where'd I come from? You've got a 20-foot wall around the whole town. I've been here all my life.
Oh.
I just wanted to report that the men are revolting.
Yeah, some of them are nice.
Oh, the cooks run out of Baby Ruth bars.
Even the officers support?
Yes, even that. And we've just got to get some Baby Ruth bars.
Yeah, smart boy.
Hey, what do you do when that hunger hits you and it's just that hunger in you?
Well, hey, it's got talent.
Hey, what do you do when that hunger hits you and nothing else will do?
Do you know Melancholy Baby?
You need a Baby Ruth.
Okay.
Baby Ruth.
Okay.
Well, open the doors and I'll run out for some more Baby Ruths.
Open the doors.
Yeah, the doors.
You've got to have one. You've got to have one.
Yeah.
Listen, on your way back, wheel in the wooden horse. I want to get a closer look.
WPGC in stereo, marvelous. Chicago at 9:41. If you're a veteran, you can call VA toll-free from anywhere in the country. Consult your local phone directory for the number in your area. A public service message from WPGC.
Good to your engine, and it will help you save gasoline and money. Be good to it by changing to Uniflow, the gasoline-saving motor oil from Exxon Research. Uniflow has such great friction-reducing ability, it actually lets an average engine turn easier and use less gasoline. How much less? Well, after conditioning with Uniflow, a fleet of test cars averaged 16 more miles per tank full than with a typical multigrade oil. And that's equivalent to saving about 3 cents on every gallon of gasoline. Next time you're shopping, check it out. You'll find Uniflow costs only a little more than ordinary multigrade oils that don't save gasoline. Try Uniflow. It's the money saver with tough protection to go.
Gals, Woods are what's happening, and Shoetown has them at fantastic prices. Choose from a wide selection of new wood bottoms by Latinus and other famous makers, including high heels, wedges, clogs, and more. Shoetown priced from just $14.99 to $21.99. That's right, gals. New wood bottoms by Latinus and other famous makers. Just $14.99 to $21.99 right now at Shoetown.
Take your family to Shoetown and put
yourself in our shoes. Shoetown, Rockville, Falls Church, Wheaton, Gaithersburg, New Carrollton, and Fairfax.
Hi, this is Dave Fox. I'd like to invite you to come join me at the Coons Car Carnival this Saturday from 1:30 to 4:30. I'll be giving away prizes, and I'd love to see you at Coons Ford's Car Carnival, Seven Corners, Virginia.
9:43 now. It's 9:43. Rain, rain, rain. Looks like it's never going to go away. It's good for our gardens, though, right? Doubt if we'll have any complaints about a water shortage this year. Look at the positive side of things. David Gates now on Music Radio.
All your life you've waited.
WPGC, a little bit of luck. Keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we'll see the sun. By June. It's 9:49. Jim Elliott here.
She asks us to make a dream come true, then says, don't it make my brown eyes blue.
And don't it make my brown eyes blue.
She's the beautiful and talented performer, Crystal Gayle. You'll hear songs like this as she performs for you at King's Dominion this Sunday.
All night long.
Shows are at 3 and 7 p.m. at King's Dominion this Sunday only. For your usual one-price admission plus $1, you'll get all the fun of King's Dominion, over 100 rides, shows, and attractions, and the 1977 outstanding country female vocalist, Crystal Gayle, in concert. It's all part of Million Seller Weekends at King's Dominion. Come out this Sunday for Crystal Gayle at 3 and 7 p.m., May 21st.
Don't say goodbye. I didn't mean.
John Wells of College Park got himself a day off with pay this morning. All you've got to do to qualify, send me a card with your name, address, phone number, where you work, the name of your boss, your number at work, and the time you get up. Mail it to Day Off with Pay, care of PGC, Box 8550, Washington. I could call you tomorrow.
Good morning, 57 degrees and 953. This is Donald Dave with the continuing May 16th edition of the WPGC News Magazine. The headlines, police in Jellico, Tennessee, a small town about 60 miles from Knoxville, say a fire that swept a three-story residential hotel this morning left at least 11 persons dead. So far, three bodies have been recovered from the rubble. Dick Clark entering the luxury van business. It's true. Last week, Clark and two partners opened the Limo Van Corporation, which will convert Dodge Maxi vans into luxury cars as an alternative to traveling by limousine. The vans will include wet bars, refrigerators, color TVs, easy chairs, sofas, CB radios, telephones, and stereos. Interiors will be done in leather, and the van will seat five, the average number of people, and a rock group, plus the driver. WPGC News Magazine time is 9:57. In the People section, movies, filming has started on Bette Midler's first movie, The Rose. Midler and the film crew have been causing traffic jams in Manhattan where they're shooting some outside scenes. People, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis had a busy day yesterday in Tel Aviv, first at a dedication of a new museum, then a dip in the Mediterranean, finally a tour of the Roman ruins at Caesarea. Music, Jefferson Starship's latest album, Earth, has been certified platinum for sales over 1 million. Their tour begins May 11th in Omaha, Nebraska. Metro weather, showers or thundershowers today. It may cause some minor local flooding. High today, 60 to 65. Some rain likely tonight, tapering off tomorrow. Low tonight, 50 to 55. The wet stuff will continue with us at least into tomorrow morning. Current Washington temperature, 57. WPGC.
So we're on higher ground here, and it's raining. We have the electrical storm, so...
Live and direct from Thunder Island.
See?
Very good.
Isn't that incredible?
Very, very good.
Really thinking.
Nobody's going to rain on your parade today.
No way. Love it.
Bye.
Have a good day, Jim.
WPGC FM and AM Morningside. 10 o'clock with Dave Fox. Yeah.